Former Hunter Biden partner Tony Bobulinski meeting with Senate investigators to turn over information. By Charlie Spiering on October 22, 2020. Former Hunter Biden business partner Tony Bobulinski announced Thursday that he would turn over three of his personal cell phone devices for the Senate investigation into the Biden family's overseas business deals. Bobulinski spoke to reporters less than an hour before the final presidential debate on Thursday. He said that he would meet with Senate investigators to turn over emails, WhatsApp chats, agreements, documents, and other evidence to the committee. "What I am is a patriot and a veteran," he said, claiming he had no interest in burying anyone, but felt that the truth should be known. Bobulinski said that he worked with Hunter Biden and business partner James Gillier to set up a joint business deal with a Chinese company called Sinohawk Holdings. He also revealed that he met with Joe Biden for over an hour on the night of May 2, 2017, before the Milken conference. "We discussed the Biden's history, the Biden's family business plans with the Chinese, with which he was plainly familiar at least at a high level," Bobulinski said. Bobulinski detailed his frustration with Hunter Biden, who routed a $5 million financial investment to a financial connection of his family instead of the Sinohawk financial interest, according to the agreement. "During these negotiations, I repeated to Hunter and others that Sinohawk could not be Hunter's personal piggy bank," Bobulinski said. Bobulinski said that the funds wired to Hunter never reached Sinohawk, despite Hunter Biden's repeated assurances that he would do so. He said he later learned from the Senate investigation that the funds ended up in a financial account controlled by Hunter Biden. Watch Bobulinski's full statement below.